You're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta urban planner and Chamblee native Ryan Gravel has a way for Georgia communities to solve their transportation problems by reviving abandoned railroad tracks, degraded waterways, and obsolete roadways. Gravel is the mastermind behind the Atlanta Beltline, a 22-mile loop of old rail lines the city is transforming into greenways, parks, and public transit. His new book is Where We Want to Live, Reclaiming Infrastructure for a New Generation of Cities. Ryan Gravel, thank you for joining me.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
How did growing up in Chamblee and then moving in town to the urban core influence your perspective on this?
My parents moved to Chamblee from Louisiana to take advantage of the booming economy that was being built in the 1970s as a result of those all the highway investment that the region was making. And it worked, and it lifted millions of Americans to economic prosperity, including my own family. And I had a very comfortable childhood, very liked where I lived and all of that. But, you know, that's a very different time now. You know, at that time we were building highways and the region was growing, and you didn't really see the problems with the way that we were building things. Now they're pretty crystal clear. We can't build enough roadways. We can't build out of this problem with roads.
Your book argues for catalyst infrastructure. Explain this.
You know, the Atlanta Beltline is a perfect example of catalyst infrastructure. It catalyzes change. It doesn't solve all of our problems, but it does begin to. It's really changing the way that people think about Atlanta generally and what our expectations are for living here. I live on Croc Street, and every evening and weekend, there are cars lining the streets from all over the region, Gwinnett and Cherokee. And, you know, people are unloading their strollers and their dogs, and they're spending the day in the city. And it's great. I love it because they're getting a new perspective on what life is like in the city, or they're taking ideas back to their communities about what kinds of changes are needed there and rethinking the infrastructure that we build there.
So what are some examples of infrastructure that you think Atlanta can take advantage of to improve livability?
Well, the railroads, obviously. I mean, not only with the Atlanta Beltline. You know, the region was built on railroads. All the little towns that were swallowed by metropolitan growth. You used to be able to take a train to Marietta Square or Lawrenceville or Griffin, and there's no reason why we can't put that service back in place. And that will, you know, create a place where people want to live out in those communities with direct access to the broad economy of the region.
Different kinds of Atlantans, though, want to live in different kinds of places. Some people want public transit, walkability. Some people don't want public transit. Can we design an urban core and a metro system that makes everybody happy?
Yes. While everybody kind of wants something different, everybody also wants something kind of the same. They want economic prosperity. They want time with their family and friends. You know, they want to be happy. So right now we have lots of opportunities for people to live you know, with car dependency and driving everywhere they go. There's lots of opportunity to do that in the region. And not everybody's stuck in traffic. It works fine for lots of people. What we don't have is a lot of opportunities for people to live a walkable, healthy, sustainable, transit-oriented kind of lifestyle. And that's changing, you know, certainly, but we have a ways to go.
So are you against new construction?
Not at all, no. I mean, we're building an entirely new way of life. It's fascinating to watch what's happening. I mean, some people say that we're sort of going back to the way things used to be, but that's not true at all. We're creating something entirely new. You know, the airport will take you anywhere in the world you want to go. You've got automated vehicles coming and car sharing, and this is going to be a completely different world, and that's exciting to be a part of. And you know, it requires a lot of new construction. Probably a lot.
Ryan Gravel, thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ryan Gravel is an Atlanta urban designer and author of Where We Want to Live, Reclaiming Infrastructure for a New Generation of Cities.